After failing to receive funding by yesterday's midnight deadline, SEPTA says it will begin its first round of service cuts on August 24th. WHYY's Emily Neal talked with suburban Democrats who gathered at SEPTA's regional rail station in Yardley yesterday.
Get on board!
Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey, who is a SEPTA board member, said the cuts will impact students, seniors, and commuters throughout the region.
There's no other way to put it than an assault on working families.
State Senator Steve Santacero said Republican legislators need to work with Democrats to fund mass transit throughout the state. He said the proposal to provide dollars to SEPTA from the Public Transportation Trust Fund instead of sales tax revenue was a, quote, hollow gimmick.
They've forgotten that they have a responsibility as legislators, as stewards of our state, to come up with a responsible revenue stream, a recurring revenue stream.
Republican State Senator and Majority Leader Joe Pittman said in a statement that the Senate's budget is, quote, responsible and provides funding for SEPTA without taking more money from taxpayers. Emily Neal, WHYY News.